Dear colleagues, welcome to the OncoAlert Weekly Roundup covering the top of oncology news, trials, and publications for the week of April 12th to the 18th, 2024. This can also be found as a podcast. If you're on your way to work, you can follow us and you can find the links to the podcast on this post. A warm reminder that these are just some highlights. However, if you want to dive deeper, follow us at our newsletter, www.oncoalert360.com, or just follow the link to this post. That's www.oncoalert360.com. And to access any of the publications mentioned on this roundup, please see the direct links in this tweet, which will take you straight to the publisher. Starting off with a brilliant publication in the New England by our OncoAlert faculty, Tony Schwery and Tom Powles and team, overall survival data of KEYNOTE-564 in clear cell renal cell carcinoma. Study sees that adjuvant use of pembrolizumab following surgery for renal cell carcinoma demonstrates a substantial enhancement in overall survival among individuals with clear cell renal cell carcinoma at a heightened risk for recurrence. Participants received either pembrolizumab or placebo over the span of approximately a year or until recurrence, adverse effects, or withdrawal of consent. Despite a higher incidence of serious adverse events associated with pembro, its efficacy in bolstering overall survival underscores its significance as an adjuvant therapy in this patient population. Kudos to our faculty and the entire team. Out on JTO, three-year overall survival outcomes and correlative analysis in patients with non-small cell lung cancer and high 50% to 89% versus very high over 90% PD-L1 expressions treated with first-line pembrolizumab or cemiplimab, showing that patients with PD-L1 expression levels over 90%, first-line pembrolizumab or cemiplimab demonstrated significantly improved three-year survival compared to those with PD-L1 expression levels of 50% to 89%. Out on Annals of Oncology, the Radicals RT trial concludes that while adjuvant radiotherapy post-radical prostatectomy doesn't significantly enhance disease control compared to salvage therapy, it increases urinary and bowel morbidity, advocating for an observation policy with salvage therapy as a preferred standard of care. Out on Cell reports, a phase 1 clinical trial demonstrates the feasibility, safety, and immunogenicity of dendritic cell vaccine targeting patient-specific neoantigens in resected non-small cell lung cancer, inducing durable T-cell response across various differentiation states. And out on the Lancet Breast Cancer Commission underscores the imperative of addressing disparities in breast cancer care globally through evidence-based strategies encompassing prevention, personalized treatment, inclusive practices, collaboration, cost awareness, and patient empowerment. And we end up with our partner journal, Cancer by the American Cancer Society, Top Advances of the Year in Uterine Cancer. This paper covers recent advancements in endometrial cancer treatments, informed by molecular characterization, encompassed immunotherapy, hormonal approaches, antibody drug conjugates, and targeted therapies, aiming to enhance clinical outcomes for patients with advanced or recurrent disease. And there you have it, folks, your OncoAlert Weekly Roundup, thanking all of our colleagues worldwide for their support. Looking forward to bringing you another roundup next week, where we will be in Lugano, Switzerland, covering the great science out of APCC24, and reminding you that no matter the geography, we're all OncoAlert.